Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.
Clear the List is our attempt to help teachers make sure they have everything they need to go back into the classroom without having to go broke doing it. Teachers spend so much out of their own bank accounts to make sure kids have what they need, which is just wild.
And to make sure that the kids in their classroom have things that maybe their families can't afford to buy too. Do you know what I mean?
Imagine you're a nurse going to work today and they're like, oh, could you bring in some tongue depressors?
And some saline.
And some masks and some saline, yeah. And some antibiotics, some bandages, some sutures. Because that's what teachers are experiencing right now in the classroom. Yeah.
They're underpaid really and underfunded, so it has to come out of pocket. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Good morning, Miranda.
Hello, good morning.
Miranda's the third grade teacher in Malden, and I understand this is your 6 year teaching. How are you enjoying being a teacher so far?
Oh, I love it so much. I think in my heart, I've always wanted to be a teacher. It's something that, even like when I was younger, that's what I wanted to do. And it's so inspiring, and I absolutely love doing it. And yes, this is my fourth year teaching third grade. I think it's like a nice little sweet spot in the age range. They're still excited to learn, but they're like coming into their own and finding who they are. But yeah, I love it so much, and I've got a great team over at Linden.
And I saw in the email that you sent us that you're focusing on expanding your library, which obviously speaks to my heart as much as I love libraries. Mm-hmm. Can you talk to what sort of books you're looking to fill your library with?
Yes. So I do have those essentials on there, like you were talking about, notebooks, pencils, things like that, because we do want to make sure that every kid, even if their family can't afford it, has those essentials. But this year, I'm focusing more on expanding my classroom library and making it even more inclusive. I do have some books, but books can be expensive. Mm-hmm. So I've got, Malden's a very diverse community, and we have a huge percentage of multilingual learners. So I'm looking for a lot of books about celebrating their home language so they can see it still, but also some English vocabulary. So I'm getting a lot of bilingual dictionaries so they can further their English vocabulary. And I'm getting books like celebrating holidays and cultures around the world, and just generally celebrating all kinds of diversity and culture, and then bringing in ones about accepting other people or being a good community citizen. What does it mean to be a good friend? Or books on neurodivergency and, you know, how do I calm my anxiety? How do I help someone who's upset? Just all of those things to sort of make our whole classroom feel extra welcome and help everyone feel accepted.
Okay, so we have your wish list posted right now. Go to mix1041.com. If you scroll down to Malden, you will see Miranda's name there. You click on the link, and it has a link right to her Amazon wish list. You can see all of the books that she has on there. I was reading some of the titles, like My Food, Your Food, Our Food, which is great. It's just teaching about all the different diverse backgrounds and the food that we all eat right from diverse backgrounds. A Ticket Around the World, Kids Around the World. I love this so much. And the link is posted now, and if you want to go help her buy some of those items. Miranda, thank you for coming on for Clear the List, okay?
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Talk to you soon. So, again, if you want to get Miranda's wish list, go to mix1041.com. And you can look it up by city. So she's from Malden. Look up Miranda there or just go in and find her name. We have Caroline. Now, Caroline Kennedy, this is something I feel like you might relate to. She advises the drama club. Mm-hmm. She's a high school English teacher, and she runs the student literary magazine at Norton High School. Good morning, Caroline.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. So what are you trying to focus on for your list this year?
You know, my list has kind of a combination of things, some like basic classroom essentials, like, you know, tissues and notebooks. But I also had a lot of like fun extra things on my list, like games and prizes. And I think sometimes people think that teenagers don't need those things or care about those things anymore, but they're still just kids, and they want to have fun too. And I'd rather have activities like that for them in the room rather than just going on to their phones.
You told us in your email that your district got major budget cuts, layoffs,
yeah,
program cuts. So what does that mean to you as a teacher in this district and affect what you need this year?
Yeah, it was a disappointing spring. Unfortunately, we had huge, over 30 positions in the district were eliminated due to budget cuts. And especially, you know, at the high school level, that means fewer electives for the kids to choose from, larger class sizes. It makes it hard as a teacher to meet everyone's needs. But then also, you know, I feel for the students who maybe were looking forward to a certain art program or music program and knowing that's not available. So I want to try to do everything I can for them to make it a positive year still.
What are some of the challenges that you face trying to make magic for these kids with almost no resources?
plenty. you know, it takes a lot of creativity sometimes, thinking outside the box. But I think even, you know, with few resources, it's all about, you know, building relationships with the kids and getting to know them, you know? So I feel like as long as I go in with that attitude, mm-hmm, we'll have a good time. But having some of those extra resources obviously helps.
Wow.
In her email, Kennedy, she goes on to say, I listen to the show every morning on my way to school. In fact, I measure how late I am, but if I miss the 7 a.m. weather and traffic report,
yep.
I grew up listening to your show as a high school student myself, and I'm so grateful I get to keep listening to you guys, spreading positivity all these years later. And here you are, a high school teacher, listening to the show.
I know. It's really, really come full circle. No, I remember when I got my car my senior year of high school, listening to you guys on the way in. And now I still do. And I'm usually late, so I usually miss the traffic report.
That's just more time to listen to us.
Exactly.
All right. If you want to find Caroline Martell, you can find her. Go to mix1041.com. Have a great year in the classroom. We're going to try and help get some of these things cleared off your list, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys.
Sure. So again, go find Caroline, who was just on with us, or you can also find Miranda. You can look them up by town. We've got their a little bit of their story there. You click on their name. It goes right to their wish list. All the items are there. Go buy them. Buy one thing. Buy 10 things, whatever you can afford to do. I know they would really appreciate that. And listen, if you're a teacher that needs a little bit of help clearing your list, drop us an email, morningshow@mix1041.com. That's morningshow@mix1041.com.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Banner civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.